Hey, everyone, and welcome to just a little stream. I thought I would come hang out with all of you guys, my lovely viewers, and just say hi for a little bit. I realize it's been a little while, and I realize a lot of the streams recently have been Poptail streams, and so kind of want to apologize a little bit because I know for some people the Poptail stuff has been very uninteresting, very boring, dare I say dry. So I do want to apologize for that. That being said, I am glad that you're here. Could not do this stuff without you guys. And so today we're going to just, I thought we'd talk for a half an hour to 40 minutes, just kind of have a little chat. If you guys would like to bring up anything in particular, you are welcome to do so. So tonight we will be doing something a little special. I'm going to be on VoiceSpark Live, which is a roundtable panel show all about the, well, pretty much just all about voice interaction. So the Echoes, the Googles, smart speakers, voice assistants, things of that nature. I'll be one of the panelists this evening. And always, I've really enjoyed it. They had me on a few weeks ago. Actually, it was a month ago, and it was a lot of fun. We discussed a few different skills, and I had a good time. We're doing an interview tonight. We're interviewing, man, I'm so unprepared. I forget his name, but he created a really interesting, cool skill for property owners, and we'll be talking to him tonight, and that will be really cool. One of the cool things is you will be able to catch it on this channel, so if you are subscribed to me, which if you are, thank you so much. That will be on at 9 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. or 1 a.m. UTC. I believe that would be, yeah, 1 a.m. UTC. It should be 0 UTC at the moment. So that's kind of exciting in and of itself. And also some cool stuff coming up in the next month or so. I want to tell you about next week on Poptail Weekly. We're doing Rosemary's Fate. So if you guys go back, you'll notice that I believe in May I did the demo on this channel, and then the game came out and you're like, well, Liam, you never played it. What happened? We're going to play it, and we're going to play it on Poptail Weekly because Poptail did a article on it. And so, hey, how's it going? Leonian Universe. It's sup, Liam. Hey, sup. So yeah, we're doing this game, and I'm excited because it'll be fun to play the full thing. I enjoyed it. I thought it was pretty cool, and it's neat that the company that I'm working for did a feature on it. So it'll be fun to play it, and it'll be fun to talk about it, and you know, that sort of stuff. So that is next week on Poptail, and then 2 weeks in Poptail is Night Manager. And oh man, everybody that I know has been like, Liam, play Night Manager, play Night Manager. This game is great. Play it, play it. So finally, I'm going to play it. You guys are going to get your wish. You're going to play Night Manager. I think it's going to be a really good time. I hope. So we'll see how that ends up going. So that will be Night Manager. And then, let me see, what else are we doing? That's what I've got scheduled for the next few weeks. On this channel, I will try to do some more stuff. I've had a lot going on with both family and personal stuff, and so it's one of the reasons I haven't been around very much. I also have not had a lot to play. And it, you know, as I've always said, you can only play Crazy Party so many times. Hey, Luna Raven, chirp, chirp. I'm looking forward to that as I haven't played that yet. Night Manager or Rosemary? Night Manager, it looks fun. I mean, I have not... I purposely have avoided playing it. So I haven't done that yet. But I would like to know from you guys, like, what are you playing? What do you find interesting right now? What games are you enjoying? What games have you tried? What do you want to try? What looks interesting to you? And maybe something might jump out at me and maybe I'll want to play it. So, you know, give me an idea of what you think would be fun to play. I would do Sortie Quest, but I can't capture my phone. I don't have the equipment to do it, and I don't want to just capture audio. I want to capture video. I want people to be able to see what, you know, is on the screen. So Sortie Quest, any iOS game is out for right now. If I can get the stuff to do it, I am more than happy to do it, but at the moment I don't have any of that sort of equipment to play these games. Hey, Liam, how's it going? Is Night Manager for Echo Devices? It sure is. It is a skill, and it, all you have to do is say open Night Manager and then start playing it. I have not played it yet. I don't want to play it because, again, I want my raw reaction for you guys. So I haven't touched it. I've heard a lot of really good things about it, though. I heard it's really fun. Oh, somebody got kicked by Nightbot. There are some new Minecraft mods that make it quite playable, according to this YouTube. Okay. Might be worth looking at. Yeah, I'm not a Minecraft guy, but it might be worth checking out. I do have some friends that play. Problem is, I would want to play with them, and I don't know what would have to be done on the server to make it playable. But I've heard about that, and I'm glad to see that people are doing stuff for Minecraft. I think it's kind of, you know, cool to be doing that for sure. So one other cool thing that's coming up, which we could probably talk about, is Marathon. A lot of people have been wondering when we're going to do a marathon, and my plan is to do it in September. I currently do not have a game list at the moment. I'm so excited for when Madden 22 comes out in August. I don't know how I feel yet. I don't really know. I'm going to hold my breath on Madden. I wonder when that comes out. I guess I could look it up. I should probably do something on that. When does Madden 22 come out? Let's find out here. I may be... I know there's a new face of the franchise. Oh, they have a release date. Okay, good. I'm just excited for the I like the one thing that I'm excited about is the home field stuff. August 20th. Oh, man, I will not be. The trial will be available on August 12th. Yes. Okay. So I can do that. That's a Thursday. Yes, I can do the trial. I would be willing to do the trial later in the day on the 12th. So if you guys want that, we can certainly do that. I don't know. I might do it on YouTube. I don't know if YouTube's going to have a problem because it's got music. So this is where I'm going to disagree with you. I don't feel like EA redeemed themselves at all with Madden 21. There's still a lot of outstanding issues. The only thing that they did was on the PS5 version and the Xbox Series version is the playbooks read. And though this is really good, the engine that they're using makes them almost unintelligible. They need a big text-to-speech improvement. The face of the franchise still is unplayable. There's still a lot of stuff that didn't talk. So, no, I don't agree at all that they redeemed themselves. I think that they could, but it was just very disappointing that we didn't have steps forward like we were hoping for. And again, you know, that was a bad year. I think we have to remember and understand that, listen, we had COVID. We had the next generation of consoles coming out. We had a lot of stuff that was kind of working against these companies. But I'm excited because I feel like, if not this year, I feel next year is going to be a really good year for gaming. We're going to be able to settle in. We're going to be able to do a lot more with accessibility. I'm just not very hopeful this year. I don't know. The other news that's been running around is that Diablo 2, the remastered edition, is supposed to be getting a text-to-speech and screen, I don't want to say screen reader mode because I would be misspeaking, but is supposed to be getting screen reader access. So I should say maybe integration. So that a lot of people are very excited about, and I'm kind of a killjoy. I'm not that excited yet. I'm not jumping for joy right now because a lot of games have narration, and though I think it's great, it doesn't help the overall gameplay. You know, the example I always give is, listen, Forza Horizon 4 has narration, which is wonderful, but the game itself is inherently unplayable. So the narration does not really help other than, you know, letting you maybe configure some things, but you still can't enjoy the game. It's a really good start though. And I want to see where these games go with it, but I'm really kind of, I'm very cautious. Yeah, for what it is, I still like, listen, it's not bad. I mean, it really is not bad. I like that you can choose plays, and I think that was really important and needed to happen. So what I'm hoping is they can build off that for face of the franchise. I want to do like the creative player and go through all this stuff. And right now we can't do that. And that to me is really upsetting. You can still do franchise mode. You can still do some of these things, but there's a lot of text that isn't speaking and that should be speaking. And I always feel one of the things that I've always said is that every year I feel like EA has moved forward. So 2018, we had Rumbles. 2019, the top level menus were spoken. 2020, we got text to speech. But 2021, I did not feel like things evolved. And again, like I said, listen, let's be fair. COVID messed everything up. You know, it didn't help. What also didn't help was the next generation, because now all the resources had to go into making these games playable on the new hardware. You know, NHL 22 is something that I'm excited for, but I'm also really concerned because I feel like this is going to be the conversion year for NHL 22, and I don't know if we're going to see much in the way of accessibility. FIFA is another one. People have been clamoring for accessibility, and I'm not a big soccer guy, but like 21 was really disappointing. I mean, extremely it was hurtfully disappointing, actually. And it really upset me because you actually, there's proof that the text-to-speech is being generated remotely, because there's at one point, like, it'll be like something, you're signed in as Liam Irvin. And I was like, okay, so you are generating the speech, but you are only generating top level menus, and there's a horrible lag. It was very disappointing. I couldn't play Forza Horizon 4. Listen, we're never going to be able to play any of the Horizon games only because they're open world. I think what they could do, though, and I say that, but I still think they could use the full assist to do GPS. So I think if you're allowed to set points, I think it might be doable. And we'll see. Horizon 5 is coming out. I'm still trying to get my hands on an Xbox Series X or S. I'm not having any luck. So once I can do that, I will be reviewing that. Evil Chocolate Cookie says I'm late as usual. Hey, Pika, how's it going? I really hate the Desert Express minigame on Crazy Party. It really must. Oh, I love Desert Express. Oh, that game is so much fun. So what you got to remember about Desert Express is that if you set your speed to zero, you won't actually slow down. You have to set it to a negative number to slow down. And that got me a couple times till I got that figured out. I think that is such a cool little game. I think it is one of the cooler games in Crazy Party. But it's one of those games that you have to get used to. You know, it is something that if you're... Kelsey with a really good question. Do you think we will ever get any more really good high quality audio games, or do you think that ship is dying? You know, Kelsey, I don't know. Because I mean, let's be realistic and say that audio games are like a failed industry. And the reason that they are is that they're not sustainable. So, I mean, I don't know if we'll ever have an epic like a Hero's Call again. That was a really cool idea, and a lot of things kind of worked against the team. So, I mean, I don't know. You know, from a personal point of view, like, a lot of people ask me when I'm making games, and the thing is that I've gotten burnt out on it and I don't want to make them because it's not a sustainable career for me. I can't make enough money to pay the bills. But I don't know. I mean, I always feel like there's going to be people making games, and I feel like right now we've had kind of a dry spell when it comes to it. And there's a few reasons that a lot of the old faces have gone on and done other things. David Greenwood is working full time. You know, BSC Games, he had a job. I've been pursuing other things, and I'm very burnt out on programming. I don't want to even look at code. You know, a lot of people have just kind of moved away from it because I think they've realized that there's not a future in it. I don't know how to solve that problem. I don't know. Like I said, it's hard to say because, I mean, I think there will always be audio games. I think there will always be people making them. I just don't know in what capacity that's going to be, and I don't know. I feel like the future, honestly, is going to be mainstream games, and I feel like that is a future we have to embrace, but it's going to be a slow process. And something that you'll always hear me say is, if we want to play the games, we have to prove that we're interested, and we ultimately have to prove that we're going to be a viable market for these companies, because they're really not going to do it just out of the kindness of their hearts. So I don't really know. But I don't know. I mean, there are still a lot of really good games, you know, and I mean, I know, you know, like, I mean, Heroes Call, I know it was so disappointing because we wanted a lot more from that game, and I know that they wanted to make a lot more, and then life for the team happened. You know, it just, it became kind of infeasible for them to continue. What about Pokemon games? Well, the problem is, keep in mind that Pokemon is made by Nintendo, who's notoriously uninterested in accessibility. So, I mean, I don't expect anything from Nintendo ever, which sucks. Like, the Switch is the one console that has no text-to-speech. The only sort of thing that they've added is Zoom. And I'm actually okay with that. Like, I think that that's good. Does it help totally blind gamers? No. But is it an accessibility feature? Yeah. And I applaud that. I'm a big fan of accessibility features. You know, even if it doesn't affect me, I'm always excited to see new features. So I'll give you a really good example. Blizzard recently just upgraded World of Warcraft, and they added chat narration. Now, does that help us? No. Is that going to help us play the game? No. But it is a really good step forward in terms of accessibility, and that is something that is really exciting. Do we want to see them do more? Absolutely. Do I think they'll do more? Yeah, I think so. I've been fortunate enough to talk to a couple people from Blizzard, and they seem interested, and so I hope for the best. You know, and as we see more companies start to learn and realize that there are people playing games, I think we will see more accessibility improvements. If only we could get Hearthstone. So Hearthstone would be great. The thing to keep in mind, that if you want to play Hearthstone, we need a whole different control interface, because right now it's drag and click and drop. Nina says, hi, Liam. I'm actually going to start making a game. I'm writing out the plans for it. I think it's going to be pretty cool, and that's awesome. Congratulations. I applaud that. It's always cool to see people making more games. I wish I had the interest in making games. I want to do Brain Station. I think Brain Station would be amazing. I know it's not an RPG or something, but it's a fun collection of puzzle and word games, and I think we need more of that. I think it's good for our brains, and I think it helps. So I wish I could do what you're doing. I do, because I'd like, listen, I still want to do Super Egg Hunt 2.0. I'd like to rewrite it in a modern language. Honestly, I want to rewrite it for iOS. I want to make it a mobile game. I'd love to make it so you can play it on your phone. Baby steps in the right direction do add up. And you know what? It's exactly. Listen, you cannot walk before you crawl. And so I think the little steps that these companies are making is great. The issue is that when they stagnate, and that's one of the things that I think people get concerned about, is, well, that's cool that, you know, X did Y, but they need to do Z. Ever play Entombed? I did, and I enjoyed it. I mean, for its time, it was good. I don't feel like it's aged very well. And one of the reasons is technical. I think it's using some older libraries that I don't know how well they work on newer Windows, although that I could be wrong on that, so don't quote me on that. But I always felt like that game was a little dated as far as the technology went. I thought it was a solid game, though, and I think if that could be redone and expanded on, it would be a really cool roguelike. I mean, honestly, if I were to sit down, I have so many plans written. Like, I've written a lot of, like, documents for game ideas that just never get off the ground, and I would love to make them, but I'm tired. I'm so tired. I just don't want to code anymore. I just don't. I wish I did, you guys. I really do, because I want to make you games. I really do. Trying to gather the community support around making Yu-Gi-Oh! Viable game that we could play was besides the blind and small text interface. You should only do it if it's fine for you, says Logic Pro X. You know, and that's what it comes down to is that it's, well, I mean, it's got to be fun for you to do it in the first place. And I worked as a programmer for 8 years, and I can honestly tell you that I think that took a lot of the fun out for me. Doing that for 8 years really ruined a lot of the fun. I had to do it. I had to, you know, get paid and make money. But I think it kind of ruined me for programming, unfortunately. And I don't know, maybe one day I'll have interest in it again. But I'm tired. Yeah, I mean, you know, the problem about community support is you have to have the community support in order to do something. But at the end of the day, ultimately, you have to have the developer support. And I don't know much about the Yu-Gi-Oh! Games. So I don't know, like, who makes them, who's doing them. So I can't, you know what I mean? It's hard to say, like, yeah. What I do know is that a lot of the Japanese companies are notoriously uninterested in accessibility, because I don't think that accessibility is a very high priority in Japan. And I would really need to get somebody that's more knowledgeable to confirm that, because I don't want to go spouting off misinformation. But what I've gathered is that it's just not a high priority. It's just not something they worry about. I don't think they have laws like we do here to mandate accessibility. Therefore, it just has not been something. And I mean, look at Nintendo. Nintendo has done very little because they haven't had to. Although I'm pretty sure that they got to be violating something, because I think consoles are supposed to talk. Now, I forget the wording of the law, and maybe they applied for a waiver or something. I don't know. I would need somebody that is a little more up on the law, because I don't know all the facets. But yeah, I mean, to go back to Kelsey's question, no, I don't think audio gaming is dead. I think it's evolved a little bit. I think, you know, part of it is that there's more games that people are playing now. And so I think sometimes people are like, well, I can play this game. Why do I need to make an audio game? And I think that's another thing, too. You know. Nintendo is honestly kind of terrible when it comes to accessibility. Oh, yeah, they're awful. You know. Was I the one that said zero on light cars? I might have been. Yeah, unfortunately, you're asking me about something that is so long ago. I probably did voice work. I did voice work for a bunch of games. I mean, I did a lot of numbers and stuff. So, I mean, it's probably me. I used to do, I mean, I don't know why I was such a popular number person, because they're just numbers. But yeah, I used to do a lot of the numbers. Like, I mean, I personally think that audio games have just been around for so long that people just expect more from them. I think that's the case with any industry that ages. Well, yeah, it's, you know what? Listen, people are expecting more. And a lot of, like I had said earlier, that a lot of the old guard is like, we don't want to do this anymore. There's not a future in it. We're not making enough for our time. Or in other cases, we just have life to deal with. I mean, when you go back and think that when I was 18, 19, let's go back to when Super Liam came out in 2004. I had just finished high school. I was just starting college. I wasn't like dealing with the same things that I'm dealing with now. So I wasn't having to take care of my family. I wasn't having to deal with other responsibilities. I wasn't dealing with health problems, and I wasn't
losing my hearing like I am now. Now I deal with a lot more things. I'm cooking for my family. I'm cleaning the house. I'm managing a lot more things around the house. I'm doing these things that I didn't have to do. And so that's a time vampire. I don't have the time anymore. And subsequently, I don't have the drive anymore because I don't have the time. So it's like you do all these things and you're just like, no, I want me time. I want to relax now. I want to read a book. I don't want to play. I want to write a game. I don't want to have to think more. I don't have to do more work. I miss playing Audio Archery. Oh, no, not that game, please. Listen, Audio Archery was... it was so basic that I almost was insulted at how basic it was. And the amazing thing was that people liked it. And I understand why they liked it. It was a fun little quick game to play. But there was, like, no meat to it. I'd love to make... you know, like a better game. But I found writing mobile games notoriously difficult. And it's just not something I really want to do. Though, I mean, there would be money in it. So, I mean, I guess never say never. But yeah, and it was the same thing. Like when I worked, I would leave the house at 7 a.m. get to work 8:45 because I had to travel an hour each way on the train, work from 9 to 4:30, come home at 6. I didn't want to program. I wanted to go home and go to bed. And, you know, I'd have to go home and have dinner, and I sometimes make dinner, and it was just, ugh. So I think it's not so much that the... that audio games themselves are dying. I think it's just that the people that made them had to change their priorities. And subsequently, no one has stepped up to make new games. And the games that we've gotten, let me just be honest, haven't been very good, with a couple exceptions. But we're not seeing that sort of... I don't even want to say advancement, but like we're not seeing original concepts. We're not seeing compelling concepts. Let me see here. A couple of messages. Wish I had Swamp. Well, I mean, you could download Swamp. I don't play Swamp, and I can't really play it with my hearing anymore. It's not something I'm really interested in playing. It's hard to hear things now. It could have improved since the last time. Yeah, it could have. The thing is that if you're going to do development, you really want to do it cross-platform, because if I make a game and I only make it for iOS, now that locks out all the Android people. And there is a lot more Android people than there used to be, and so you don't want to do that. Just like if you're going to make a game for Windows, you really want to make it for Mac and Linux, because there are a lot more people running those systems. Heroes Call was an example of what a moderate audio game should be, in my opinion. Yeah. And, you know, the thing about a Heroes Call is when you stop to think about how much money it costs, so realize that a Hero's Call, the Kickstarter, made about $10,000, and they spent all that money, and a big chunk of that was spent on voice acting. And the voice actors were paid the freelance standard, because none of them were unionized. So it was all non-unionized voice actors. I believe the kind of the going rate is 10 cents a word. So just think that when I'm speaking this sentence, each word in the sentence that I'm speaking is 10 cents a word. And if you think about every word that I've spoken on this stream, think about how much money that costs just for like that stream. Audio Archery was on Droid. Isn't it on the archive? I really highly don't recommend playing that version because it was compiled with really old APIs, and I don't think it works correctly. I mean, you're more than welcome to if you're desperate enough, I guess. I hope the Veil will sort of kickstart the way for more audio games to be made. The one cool thing about the Veil is that they're releasing it on Xbox, which I think is a really great sort of thing to be doing. I think it's cool that they've got the backing, and I believe they've got some support from Microsoft to do it. So, I mean, you know, I would think that that would help. And the Veil's another thing, too, we don't know their finances, but I mean, that's costing a lot, too, because I'm telling you, like, voice actors aren't cheap. Voice acting is very expensive. To get good voice acting is very expensive. And that makes or breaks a game. Blind Gamer says, hello, all humans, or something. So it is currently 7:35. I want to let you guys know what's going on tonight. So the stream that you're listening to is going to end in a little bit. At 8 o'clock, Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, this channel will be simulcasting Voice Spark Live. And Voice Spark Live is a round table discussion panel on the sort of voice industry. So everything to do with smart speakers and apps and anything on that sort of general genre. So I will be a guest panelist this evening, and we will be simulcasting over here. So you should actually have already gotten something that said that it was starting in 30 minutes, I hope. So, you know. You know, I mean, yeah. Excuse me. So that's tonight. Then next week on Poptail Live, if you guys haven't checked out Poptail Live, you're really missing out. Those have been some really cool streams. And I've been doing every week, it's been a different Echo game of some sort. Next week, we're flipping the script around and we're actually doing Rosemary's Fate. And we're doing that because Poptail wrote up a article on it. And so they were like, hey, Liam, can you do Rosemary's Fate on the stream? And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I thought we were doing skills. And they're like, yeah, but just this week. I'm like, okay. So we'll be doing Rosemary's Fate next week. That's why we haven't done it yet on this channel. Are they going to release? Yes, Veil will be cross-platform. I forget what it's written in. I'm assuming it's written in like Mono or something. But it's going to be cross-platform. I mean, it's going to be definitely Windows and Xbox. Oh, no, it's Unity. I'm sorry. It's written in Unity. Yeah, that's right. So it's very easy to cross-compile. I don't know. I don't know how they got all the funding to do console, and that's their thing. I don't know. They might be doing the indie stuff. I just don't know because I'm not privy to that. I might be, it depends what they're doing as far as when they're opening back up, but I'm trying to go back to Microsoft in November when I'm up in Seattle. So maybe not that I can publicly answer a lot of questions, but I'll probably ask them about that and see what they know and what they'll actually tell me. Because I might, I don't know. I'm going to ask a few questions. I'm curious about a few things. So I'll probably, while I'm up there, I'll you know, ask about that and see. And because I'm curious, I'd love to know. I think it's really cool. They actually got, when they did that big indie showcase, they actually let the Veil demo go up. Have I ever played Dragon Pong? If so, what did you think of it? No, I've never played it. If I remember correctly, it's pretty old. I just kind of skipped it. Okay, so listen, we only have a couple of minutes left, you guys, because I have to go into the room with the VoiceSpark people and do voice checks and stuff. So I have to be over there in like 5 minutes. Yippee. Not that I mind. It's just I hate voice checks. Check, check, check. 1, 2, 3. You know, it's like I'm all set. So again, this channel at the top of the hour in about 20 minutes, come check out VoiceSpark. We're going to be interviewing. Let me look. You know what? Because I want to actually give you the correct information. Let's see here. We're going to be interviewing Ryan Hollander, and he is the creator of it's called Front Office. And my understanding is it's a skill that allows property managers to allow tenants to kind of report issues. So like, let's say a pipe is broken. You'd be able to use your smart speaker to report that outage, which I think is really cool, actually, honestly. So... yeah, I would recommend if you guys can stick around for that. It won't be on this stream, so it's going to be on my channel, but it will be going live in 20 minutes. Actually, technically 19 minutes and like some odd seconds. So I would really recommend sticking around for that. Before I go, though, I do want to thank my patrons. Let me throw them up on the screen. I cannot do this without patrons. I want to thank all of you that are patrons, all of you that super chat, all of you that donate. Thank you so much. Don't forget, there will be a marathon in September, and we'll be doing some fun stuff. But big thank you to Wandering Waves, Danny Combs, Shane Davidson, Michael Lau, Kyle Smith, Ivan Soto, Munawar Vajani, James Dean, Jim Denham, Anya Kristen, Michael Maslow, Trevor Johnson, Kevin Lyon, Stephen Luttrell, Simon Yeager, Austin Nix, Sarah Hawk, Jason Smith, Luna Raven, Kathleen Avisara, Audio Game Geek, Hillary Duncan, Heather Messaker, Melissa Rowe, Ashley Coleman, Bianca, Courtney Barton, Bryant, Roland Engelsma, Abdullah Dubase, Changeling, Chad Blanco, and Jack Filichek. Thank you to all of you that are patrons. Thanks to everyone that subscribes. We're almost to 2,250 subscribers, right on the cusp. So stay tuned. VoiceSpark is on in just over 15 minutes. Looking forward to having you all there. It will be simulcast on this channel, so you don't have to go anywhere extra. Your app, YouTube app, will tell you when we're live. So come join. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it, and I look forward to seeing as many of you there as can be there. As always, thank you for watching and or listening. I will catch you guys soon. Maybe we'll do something this weekend. Let me see what Ethereum's got going on. Maybe I'll come on and play a random game. Maybe we'll do some crazy party. Who knows? But for now, I am out of here. As always, thanks for watching and or listening. Good night and good coin.